You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kitty Zolkowski. The rescue mission broke ground on a new $5.8 million expansion project to remodel its food service center in Syracuse. With lines often out the door, the additional space is designed to serve more meals to people and cut down on wait times. Caroline Hendrickson with the rescue mission is ready to help the growing need for meals and housing.
This project in particular is pretty near and dear to my heart, and I am so excited to see us at this juncture and seeing the project come to fruition.
A longtime client of the mission for the past 5 years is Angela Jackson. With three kids and another on the way, she's looking forward to the expansion not only being larger, but safer.
It's going to be great. They needed it. Needed more space in here. A lot of people don't come here because they have to wait in line, and people don't come here because they don't want their kids around other people, you know. Homeless people sometimes get out of control, so they don't want to bring their kids here. I don't bring my kids either, but I will now.
The expansion will create two separate dining areas, which the Rescue Mission CEO's Dan Seberg says will offer a special family dining room.
It's helping people get back on their feet. I can't tell people enough how many kids come through here. So when schools are closed, we see more kids with their families coming through because most kids are able to eat at school. So, you know, this is foundational blocks for a child to have good nutrition, good sustenance, so they can get their schoolwork done, they can stay up on their education because they're not worried about a meal.
The Rescue Mission has already raised $4.8 million for the project and is now asking the public for $1 million in donations to raise its goal. Seberg says the center was originally created to hold about 75 people at a time, which just doesn't keep up with the over 700 meals the mission gives out daily. The money will triple the seating and update a 22-year-old kitchen and add workspace to teach residents culinary skills. For more, go to rescuemissionalliance.org. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.